1906.
I don't know what happened to the phone. I got a ambulance blocking my way. Should I go around? Should I wait? Just waiting for instructions.
Yeah, I would probably just wait. Usually they're pretty quick at what they're doing. So just wait. Let me take a look here and see. Yeah, just give it a few more minutes. If they end up rolling, send me ready for service. If you get to the 10-minute mark and they're still there, send me a route block message, please.
The only problem is actually at an intersection between Glisten 47th and, well, guys can go around. Okay, I'll be waiting here. No problem.
So you're in the intersection?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, yeah, if you're in the intersection, then you need to move. So where is the ambulance exactly?
It's on Glisten, exactly in the opposite direction on my lane.
Okay, so you pulled into the intersection and then they came and pulled up in front of you? I guess I'm just confused why you're in the intersection, because you wouldn't want to enter the intersection if your route was blocked.
I will explain to you. I was approaching to the intersection and I saw the ambulance with the flash and everything going on exactly on my lane where I'm supposed to go. So can I just go around? Because I heard when ambulance is like that, I have to call dispatch and ask for instruction. That's what I'm doing. If I can go around, I can go around.
Well, if you have room to go around it, if they're not blocking all lanes of traffic, then if it's safe to do so, the other option would be taking a right onto 47th, take a left onto Burnside, and then, yeah, we'd probably just have you take a left on 60th and then a right back onto Gleason. So just go ahead and do that. Avoid the whole situation with the ambulance completely. Right 47th, left Burnside, left 60th, right Gleason, and back to regular. Just send me ready for service when you're back on route.
I'm ready. I just did it. I just went around the ambulance. It's okay. I'm back to the house.
I copy. 1424.